This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's been really disappointing for all of us in the organization. It's been very difficult. And we have not performed to expectations. So we all feel that. I feel that. You know, I look at the team, look at things, and, you know, with the offense, the position player group, I think we've had, obviously, a lot of health issues. We've had some guys individually with just literally tough luck on the balls that they're hitting. And then we've got a lot of players and guys with long major league track records that just aren't performing to their norms. So all those being the case, I'm really optimistic, and we're optimistic that we're going to work out of that, and things are going to get better.
That was Mike Elias Friday afternoon talking about the team's ugly start to the season. They were 12-18 at the time he spoke. They're now 13-20. Jason, what'd you think of that?
Well, it had to happen. This is not someone who has a policy of not speaking in season or anything like that, and he has been known to pop his head out. I kind of feels like once a month or so, and address some pressing matters. Sometimes it's in response to injury situations, and other times it's just because, well, it's his baby, and his fingerprints are all over all of it. And this baby's had a lot of poop in its diaper.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. So yeah, there had to be some accountability. Now, I also found it interesting, as he let it sort of revealed through the course of his interactions on Friday, that he had had it sounded like a pretty substantial discussion with ownership as well. I don't know whether someone in ownership suggested, hey, Mike, now would be a good time to step up and take some of this off the skipper's plate. Like, you're saying you support the skipper.
We're going to get to that.
Okay. Then, like, you need to step up and start taking some ownership for this, because, like, you look like you built a bit of a fraudulent baseball team here. And if you want to just hide behind injuries, you can. But, like, we can go through this division and talk about who's been dealing with injuries. We can go through baseball and talk about who's been dealing with injuries. And not everybody is sitting there with a 390 winning percentage. So I don't know the impetus for this. It had to happen. Does he speak in a manner in which it's going to fire anybody up to do anything? No. Does the team tend to step in its own poop after he opens his mouth? Yeah. But he had to do it.
They didn't that night. Mean Dean.
He was dealing.
But
yeah,
it needed to happen. He took accountability. Was it a different tone than the last time he spoke? Yes. But like you said, what's done is done. The bulk of, yes, you can make trades and see it, but this is the team they're rolling with. This is the situation.
Jason mentioned the Brandon Hyde part of it. I do want to point out, a friend of the show, Jim Bowden, was just on Foul Territory saying he'd fire Brandon Hyde. Here's Mike Elias with the dreaded vote of confidence.
Very confident in Brandon Hyde. I think that, you know, you look at the job of a major league manager. I mean, it would take me 45 minutes to talk about everything that goes into the job of a major league manager. But when things are going great, and they have at times here, we've had that. And then when we're experiencing failure, it's really important in that job and in my job too, to be consistent. with your approach, and he's doing that.
We did see, I forgot where it was, one of the beat guys had a piece with a lot of the players defending Brandon Hyde.
I think it was Jacob Calvin-Meyer.
Yeah, friend. Yeah, IA Hall of Famer Jacob Calvin-Meyer writing about the defense of Brandon Hyde. But usually it's the skipper the first to go when things go poorly.
Yeah, it is. And the closer we get to Memorial Day, if the caliber of play doesn't pick up quickly, the more we're going to hear. And look, I think he was one loss away from being fired on Thursday, no matter what Mike Elias is saying publicly on Friday. I think had they got their brains beat in one more time by the Yankees, whether it was Mike Elias or somebody above Mike Elias saying you better do something, I think something would happen. I would also point out, because a lot of times in this town we get stuck in our own little sort of cocoon, Texas Rangers, I thought they'd be the best team in the American League. A lot of people thought they'd be the best team in the American League. A lot of their young hitters have regressed. They waived Leody Taveras, who was a big, decent part of their World Series win, and they fired their offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
So, like, things happen. People make changes. Like,
they're 17 and 18.
You can only bank on the future being better or you having all the answers or a guy or two getting healthy as the difference. Like, it's go time for some clubs. And the Rangers, you look at how often they score three runs or fewer, they're right there with the Orioles.
But that's just not how they operate, though.
You need to change how you operate.
Was good for the early stages of a rebuild. As expectations have ratcheted up over 3 years, it's not just going back to last June 20th. We can go back multiple trade deadlines. We can go back multiple off seasons. There has not been the necessary urgency with anything this front office does at the major league level, pretty much ever.
More from Mike Elias speaking to the media on Friday. He was asked if he second-guessed any of the moves he's made.
I think this is my 18th year in Major League Baseball, a lot of that in scouting, the draft, international scouting, and then this job. I am constantly second-guessing, analyzing, looking at things that I've done, that I didn't do, the way that I did them, the processes, the outcomes. I'm doing that all the time. It is, it's a big part of how I go about my career.
I'll say this. Everybody thought this pitching staff would stink, and it's been worse. So,
what adjustments has he ever made? You can even go look at his first-round draft picks and what he keeps doing. And we'll see if Honeycutt becomes a thing or if Bradfield becomes a thing. But, like, what's changed? Clearly, like, he's made plenty of mistakes along the way. The guy's been here 6 years now. Where's the introspection, allegedly? Where has that resulted in bringing in new people from outside the organization who have different backgrounds? Where has it resulted in changing their overarching beliefs? Where has it resulted with you producing one hitter who actually does get on base a lot at the major league level?
How about a pitcher that you drafted make a debut?
But, like, how has it changed what he cares about in roster construction? Like, dude, if you're sitting there at night thinking about what could I do better, and it's not going to your boss saying, I know it's going to suck to pay Charlie Morton this other $13 million we still owe him to go away, but boss, I bleep this one up, and if we want to salvage the season, we got to start there. Like, what contrition has he ever shown outside of words and pablum?
Pablum. I do love that word. One more from Mike Elias. So I'm talking about him being the guy to blame and being confident they'll turn things around.
With the starting rotation, having injuries, and also starting so poorly and putting us in a bad spot because of that, you know, it is difficult to contend with that level of injuries. But even that aside, you know, they've had a poor start, and, you know, that's my responsibility. And I'm in charge of baseball operations, and, you know, when we have a bad record to start the year, that's my responsibility. But we are all working very hard, and we have a lot of faith in this very talented group. And piece by piece, step by step, we're going to get guys healthier. We're going to get guys performing more to their norms. If there's something that we can fix with a player, we're working on that. And I'm very optimistic and confident that we have a lot better baseball ahead, and we're going to play like the way that we should be this season.
There's some hitters you could argue could be very talented. I don't know if you can look at that starting rotation and say it's a very talented starting rotation that they put together.
I mean, look.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
That, like we talked about earlier in the show, I think Eflin will be here probably sooner than he should, and they'll put a lot of eggs in that basket. I'm not playing the games with Wells and Bradish and Grayson. I mean, they may be, but like I think you're really over your skis to think they're going to get a kid back from multiple setbacks or Tommy John and get him going, because they've shown no ability. They couldn't do it with John Means. They couldn't do it with established pitchers.
Anything you get from those three guys is a bonus.
I don't think you're getting anything from
him. But like I said, you shouldn't expect.
Certainly can't be banking on it. But like he just talked about learning from his mistakes. One of their biggest mistakes is they don't mitigate the worst case scenario. They plan on the best case scenario. Well, what's ever changed there?
I think that's the thing, where even if Zach Eflin and Grayson Rodriguez were healthy and going in, we were still talking heading into spring training, our concerns about the starting rotation, and that's with those top two guys healthy.
Orioles off.
Oh yeah, and Eflin coming back, and then Eflin staying off the IL. Those are two different things as well.
Orioles off today. They lose 2-3 to the Royals. They're in Minnesota tomorrow. We'll talk with Rakabako coming up at 5:30 about the Orioles. But coming up next, let's look at the rest of Major League Baseball and its Beltway Ben's Twib Notes. In Twib Notes, old friend Kyle Stowers continues to rake. The Red Sox bullpen stinks. And the Rays take 2-3 in the Bronx against the Yankees. It's Twib Notes next here on The Fan.